My middle name is German for famous wolf, an identity I had assumed. So my wife flinches when I smile, the show of canines often mistook. She often sees a predatory look, so I stopped smiling. Despite 2 Corinthians 5:17, my messianic heart still not seen. Mortals see a face that's mean, so from my calloused hands they retract, not seeing the gospel tract. My human track record conquers Christ's fact. The gospel runs off them like oil from a duck's back. The mind fully battered, numb to the enemy's attack. They somehow nudge me to question my salvation. Should I submit to their expectations despite no longer changing on full moons? Whenever I visit, my family still secure their rooms, desperately clutching their bags at church. A wonderful display of agape. The scriptures teach that the Christ has come and brought with him a wondrous kingdom where the wolf and lamb are friends, devoid ticks. But many overlook Isaiah 11 verse 6. They think it a naive trick for sheep to think a meat-eating wolf can change. So even though predators are let in their range, their Ruger's safety is off. My wife thinks this is wise, because many wolves has been disguised as sheep, and many sheep trusted them. She, despite being my friend, has many of my canine's scars. She's learnt that despite the cross, she's still involved in close quarter wars. But these lowly sheep have become rabid warriors, unafraid of ex-wolves that the gospel transforms. So they have become better wolf tamers than Caesar Milan. They know they also were wolves. And Christ the Lamb left his lion throne to lay down, and we all tore him apart, revealing our ravenous carnivorous heart, yet he resurrected, driven by lamb power. These lamb not stupid nor coward, and the kingdom wolf knows that.